Help. Why help? What is being truly helpful? Not what you may think. Yes, this is volunteer work. However, you are not volunteering to go some special place at some special time and do some special thing. Of course, all of that is just fine. Though Winnie Who Now is a different kind of volunteering, a different kind of help. Winnie Who Now is volunteering your inspired self to direct your path and lead the way through each and every day. Of course, there will be many obstacles to such an endeavor, because the cubicle self prefers to direct and lead our lives, for it likes to keep us and others in check, in line, in control, in the cubicle, etc. Do not step out of the cubicle. The cubicle self feels familiarity in the cubicle and is able to keep tabs and know the score, which keeps changing. So it expends a lot of energy staying on top of the score. No Winnie Who happening here, folks. This makes for fear and the various forms fear takes. Here's a few. Greed. Hatred. Dislike, depression, jealousy, envy, guilt, unforgiveness, judgment, gossip, denial, lack, perfectionism, war, isolation, illness, resistance, addiction, anger, imbalance, disharmony, false happiness, superficiality, unworthiness, brokenness, chaos, lying, making excuses, exclusion, and last but not least, poor customer service. Being truly helpful happens as I am willing to see you with my inspiring self, mind, and heart. In this moment of willingness, the peace of inspiration is naturally extended. Now I feel inspired because I am receiving inspiration by giving it. I haven't lost anything in my giving. There has been no sacrifice of any kind because inspiration is infinite. It doesn't stop here. As I am now seeing you with my inspired self, you are now inspired, whether you know it or not. In an unforeseen moment, having been seen truly, you will be moved to look upon another truly. In this moment, inspiration is extended, and you will experience your inspired self. Thus, my willingness begins a chain of inspiration one-to-one, bringing healing to the world. How is this healing? It awakens us to our sense of connectedness, to ourselves, to one another, and to inspiration. We are moved from believing we are separate to experiencing we are connected. Through inspiration, we are inspiring the dispirited. This experience in and of itself is life-giving in ways seen and unseen. Little do we know, nor do we need to know, how inspiration works in the lives of all through our little willingness. We are being inspired to be truly helpful. Note, inspiration will inspire us in myriad ways that we will recognize through peace. Inspiration is not mysterious. We may be moved to say or do something, or simply to see anew. Remember, the power of your inspiring self, heart, and mind is real. But you won't know until you are willing to step back from your cubicle, so-called power, and experience the real thing.